Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. An old family photo album can be a window into the past, but for local artist Virginia Lockman, it became something more. In her latest exhibition, Figments, Lockman reimagines vintage family photographs through digital collages, blending them with birds, animals, and celestial elements to create dreamlike images. The exhibition is on view in the Mezzanine Gallery at the Carvel State Building in Wilmington through March 28th. And in this week's Arts Playlist, Delaware Public Media's Martin Matheny is joined by Lockman for a closer look at Figments and how her art transforms memory into storytelling.
Tell me about your background and how you started your journey to becoming an artist.
Oh, well, I guess there's always a little bit of artist in everybody all along, but I bought a camera about 12 years ago and as something to do, learned how to photograph and became more interested in what I was photographing than how. So I'm not a gear freak.
Can you describe your artwork that's on display and how it came about?
The artwork on display is called Figments. It's a series of collages, digital collages, that started with old photographs. So I inherited an album of photographs of my father and his family when they lived outside of Wilmington in the early 1900s. And I was struck by the people in the book, some of whom I knew and some of whom I didn't, and started to make actual paper collages, but felt frustrated by the limitations. For this project. So I started to make them digitally, which let me incorporate a lot of other elements and work with different sizes and things.
I wonder if you could tell me about one or two photos that are particularly meaningful to you.
One is Aunt Caroline. So it's a portrait of a woman, probably in the 1800s, I don't know. And it hung in our house when I was growing up, and my brother has it. When I was visiting him one day a couple years ago, I took a picture of it and decided to use it. And the pictures start with an idea or a pairing. She's very dark, and I added a cage, and then I put a young child in the cage, and then I added a bird. And it's sort of dark, but it's evocative of a period, I guess, and it still strikes me. I know very little bit about Caroline. The story is that she was single and she lived with my grandparents or my great-grandparents at some point. She lived with someone in my family and nobody knows much about her. And I don't know, it's sort of lonely and sad, but it's strong.
You touched on this a little bit, but I wonder if you could kind of take me through your creative process, how you go from finding a pairing to executing a work of art.
It's sort of intuitive. It almost has a life of its own. And something about the image strikes me, and as I start to put things together, it just sort of takes on a life of its own, even though I'm subconsciously factoring in things like balance and composition and possibly a storyline if it gets going in my head. And sometimes, you know, I'll do one and I'll feel dissatisfied and I'll add to it later, or sometimes I'll know there was something there to work with and I'll just sort of start over. And sometimes it works the first time.
It seems like you're kind of describing the technical aspects as almost being like subconscious or muscle memory and kind of letting your creative brain really sort of drive the bus when you're putting those works together.
I think that's right. I started doing these as sort of a brain exercise, a creative exercise. Most of my photography is landscape and what you would call straight photography. And this let me use a whole different bunch of creative muscles.
How many works are on display?
There are 17 in the current exhibit.
And what do you hope that viewers will take away from seeing your work?
Well, you know, it's always hard to imagine what somebody else will see in it because it's so much something that comes out of me. But I think people see their own stories, their own, they identify with it somehow and make up their own interpretation.
What are you working on now?
Oh, I don't know. I'm sort of at a, sort of taking a pause. Doing an exhibit takes a lot of energy. I'm still working on, this is sort of an ongoing project. I mean, periodically, that's what I do. But now that it's getting to be spring, I think I'll get outside and start photographing again and see what happens with those images. Sometimes I use my own images with the collage images.
Thanks to Wilmington artist Virginia Lockman and R. Martin Matheny for joining us on this edition of Arts Playlist. Lockman's exhibition, Figments, is on view at the Mezzanine Gallery at the Carvel State Building in Wilmington through March 28th. And we close out the green next with Enlighten Me and a conversation with Delaware's only certified professional organizer, Kim Mazuski, about the benefits of spring cleaning and why it's about more than just simply tidying up. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.